Same as you would anywhere.
Would they be owned by outside interests, or would they be...
Some of them will be owned, some of them are owned by blacks.
Okay. Alright. How about the same with Little Van?
No, they're probably primarily Cubans.
You think? Nothing. Someone I think I've heard said in one of these interviews someplace is that downtown's being bought up by Cubans. Is that your feeling toward the area?
How about the small, little stores and stuff? They don't run the big businesses and the banks and everything.
And that's still mainly a...
Well, there's some banks that are Cuban banks, but it's still primarily a white, whatever you want to call it, Anglo.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I was curious about that too is with all the businesses in the area, I've gone over to, say habla Espanol because there's so much Spanish trade.
Now
the middle class neighborhoods are, we've defined pretty much the upper class neighborhoods and the ethnic areas of middle class ethnics and lower class. Where generally are all the middle class neighborhoods?
Little advanced middle class.
Alright. And then for whites?
South Miami, Car Gables is upper middle class. Southwest section in there. It's still a lot of Cubans. All the way out in North Miami, all the way out there is a lot of 125th Street, all the way out. It's all around, except for Little Havana and Liberty City.
Okay, but there's middle class neighborhoods and most of the suburban outlying districts. So okay, like this community up here is North Miami Beach.
Yeah.
North Miami, you would consider that middle class?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What if you had some friends come in from out of state and wanted to take them around and show them a city, where would you take them?
Where would I take him?
Yeah, what would you use, kind of landmark thing? What would you do?
Not that much to show him. I'd show him Little Havana probably, because I wouldn't believe it. I'd show him downtown, maybe Key Biscayne, a few places. Not that many landmarks in Miami, you see.
There's none?
And, not that I would see of interest to him.
Okay, what about like social things? What would you, like any clubs or anything that you would go to? Or?
I'd probably take him out to Highlight or something. Taking forces. Oh, we got a beach, I guess. Let's do some salt or something.
Okay. What about some of the well-known parks in the city limits? Do you know of any well-known parks in the city limits?
Nothing of real interest. Well-known inside the city or outside the city?
Well, what's some of the better-known parks in the city?
Biscayne. Like Bayfront Park, I don't know, Reynolds Park. What's the other one now? Some parks, as a park in Key Biscayne National Park. Can't think of its name. Cape Florida. That's about it.
Okay. If you were flying home from New York, where would your plane have to land here?
Miami International Airport.
Airport? Okay. And if you were driving down, how would you come in if you were coming in?
Sunshine State Parkway.
The Parkway? Okay. Would you ever use any of the other roads?
Yeah, maybe 595 is open. I'd use that.
I don't think it's open.
I-95.
Oh, the, yeah. Okay, and if you're driving along I-95, what do you call those places where you stop and...
Rest stops.
Okay.
Service areas.
Alright, and what's usually painted on the road to help you stay in your lane, avoid hitting other
cars? Lines.
Okay, any other names that you might have for this?
No.
Okay, and where would you get off one of these big highways? What'd you call
it? An exit.
Okay. And if it went up to an over, would you still call it just an exit? If it had a grade on it?
Yeah.
Okay.